The political pundits and partisan hacks who call themselves journalists are, of course, thrilled that Donald Trump's first criminal trial has begun and will trap him in the courtroom for the next 6 to 8 weeks, possibly even causing him to miss his son Barron's high school graduation. But Joy Reid, the angry black woman over at MSNBC, who strangely wears a Donald Trump wig committing cultural appropriation, is extra excited because the merry band of misfit persecutors, the prosecutors, like her, are all DEI hires, diversity hires.
There is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad.
A diversity admission, just like Joy Reid, who admits that she was a diversity admission.
The very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School.
Well, if they don't qualify, then yeah, you shouldn't be allowed in positions because you happen to have a certain skin color or because of something bad that happened to a certain group of people 150 years ago.
But he was. And he came out and graduated. And he's prosecuting you, Donald. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit.
And Alvin Bragg is black. It just goes on and on. Fannie Willis, black, diversity hire.
Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home.
Go DEI, she says, because the open secret is out now that none of those people would actually be in the positions that they're in if they were hired because of their merits, because of their skills, because of their qualifications. They were all diversity hires. And this is how Orwellian things have gotten. If you accurately describe Joy Reid as the angry black woman over on MSNBC, that is in and of itself considered to be racist. There's an entire Wikipedia page that will be used as the evidence of your supposed racism, which says that the angry black woman stereotype is a racial stereotype of black American women as pugnacious, poorly mannered, and aggressive. Well, why would people come up with such a ridiculous idea?
The diet don't work for you the same.
Would you mind, Joy, admitting again, for those in my audience who haven't heard it directed from the horse's mouth, the obvious and only reason why you somehow mysteriously went to Harvard?
Well, let me just be clear. I got into Harvard only because of affirmative action. I went to a school no one had ever heard of in Denver, Colorado, in a small suburb. I didn't go to Exeter or Andover. Yeah, I didn't have college test prep. I just happened to be really nerdy and smart and have really good grades and good SAT scores. Right. But someone came to Denver, Colorado to look for me.
Obviously, they wanted more diversity, which is a code word for less white people.
The first week or two that I was in class, my presence was questioned by white people. I was in this big conference class where some white students stood up and said, those students, the black students, they're only here because of affirmative action. It became a huge argument that we all ended up having. This was freshman year.
Well, yes, that was the only reason why you were there. And of course, she blames them for being racist against her for noticing the facts. We got some imaginary sexism going on this week, too, because Caitlin Clark, one of the big superstars of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championships, is joining the WNBA, the Women's NBA, and she signed a 4-year deal for $338,000. That's about $85,000 a year, and so, of course, liberals are upset about that because the number one NBA draft pick landed a $55 million 4-year contract. $55 million versus $338,000. And since liberals have a very difficult time understanding modern society and, well, really everything, they are claiming that this is more evidence of the imaginary gender pay gap because they can't understand that nobody watches the WNBA. It's actually amazing that anybody even tunes in to the NCAA women's basketball games because if you did, this is the kind of amazing talent that you would find.
Immediately an offensive rebound, and in speaking with both coaches, both Stephanie White and Holly Warlick, knew that the board was going to be
into
the bottom of the board. Tennessee with lots of chances. The referees are
Here we go. Side. All right, this is an easy one now. Easy for the layup. And not to mention the obvious, and not to be rude or anything, but women basketball players, not exactly known for their looks. Women tennis players, on the other hand, are basically models who run around the court in miniskirts. Joe Biden is upset that Caitlin Clark is only starting off her first year as a professional WNBA player, making $76,000 a year. So he posted on Twitter, "Women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve." Oh, and speaking of the imaginary pay gap, Kirsten Dunst is still upset about being paid less than the lead star of Spider-Man, a movie that she was in, or Spider-Man 2, I guess, like 20 years ago. She was, of course, Spider-Man's love interest, but still, Spider-Man got paid more, played by Tobey Maguire. And this is something that she complained about a few years ago, and now there's a new write-up in Vanity Fair about her, and she's repeating her grievances.
Hopefully, the way I carve my path will help other, you know, actresses, but I definitely grew up in a time.
Is she transitioning?
Major paid.
I definitely grew up in a time with.
But I definitely grew up in a time with major pay disparity between the lead actor and myself, even though I had been in Bring It On and he hadn't. You know what I mean? I had more success in my box office than he did. And I was 17. I'm still learning. You know, when you're that age, I'm still learning my taste in film. I didn't even think to ask. I didn't even know what there was a place to challenge it. That's how it felt at 17.
I didn't even think to demand the same amount of money that the star of the movie was making when I was only a supporting actor. This is unfortunately where we're at. Democrats used to at least make somewhat logical arguments, and then Republicans would make their arguments, and people would decide and vote who had the better ideas. But because the Democrats' ideas are absolutely ludicrous, now all they do is lie or just spread their delusions and then have those affirmed by the Operation Mockingbirds and the media. In a sane society, which we used to be a decade or so ago, somebody making such ridiculous comments would have caused them to be the topic of ridicule across the entire country. And they would have either apologized or they would have just buried their head in the sand in shame and never said anything about it ever again. But this is something that she's been repeating every few years now. Something that is going to be tough, however, is the next month and a half or 2 months, with Donald Trump's kangaroo court case being the only thing that the mainstream media is going to cover until it's finally over. And then they have their total meltdown when they realize that it will have made no difference whatsoever regarding his support among Republicans.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to end up doing so well. We're way ahead in the polls against Biden. Biden has destroyed our country. Look, Biden is the worst president in the history of our country, worse than Jimmy Carter by a long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden. He's destroyed our country between the borders and everything else. He has destroyed our country. Not only that, wars are breaking out all over the world. We'll end up with this foolish person, this person that doesn't act. We're going to end up in a World War III. So we have to get rid of Biden.
He's in pretty good spirits despite the mass persecution that he's facing because he's right. Just like every time they indicted him, his support only grew once this kangaroo court case is through and the American people see what a tremendous waste of time and injustice it was, his support is only going to grow even more. And what do you think of my new Total Eclipse 2024 shirts, which is available now on my online store at markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. I should have this out right after the eclipse. This was inspired by the meme that Donald Trump posted on Truth Social, but better late than never. And I think it's still a classic shirt, still a great design, even though the eclipse is old news by now. The shirt still will be a timeless classic. So order yours from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.